Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The center fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Dickey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Humphries. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Humphries. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ned Harris. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mo Franklin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dixie Parsons. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Benton. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Al Benton. And now, play ball. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franklin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog takes first base on ball four. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Franklin fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into center field. Hoog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCoskey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franklin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy bunts in front of the plate. Parsons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries strikes out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Callaway reaches second base with a double. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hogue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Humphries fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton bunts towards the mound. Humphries fields it and throws to first for the out. Parsons moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franklin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright strikes out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoskey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wright, who is chasing the ball. McCoskey reaches third base with a triple. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. McCoskey scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickey hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries is 0 for 1 in the game. Humphries strikes out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Callaway hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin is 0 for 1 in the game. Franklin hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Parsons hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hogue strikes out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0 for 0 in the game. Benton hits a fly ball towards left. Right settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on right. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Bloodworth bunts for an out with unknown description. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Hogue. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Bloodworth moves to third. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. McCoskey is walked intentionally. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. York strikes out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Humphries fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bloodworth scores. Kramer moves to third. McCoskey moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Tigers. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin is 0 for 2 in the game. Franklin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Parsons hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0 for 1 in the game. Benton hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 2 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leo Wells pinch hits for Johnny Humphreys. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCoskey. Wells reaches second base with a double. Dickey moves to third. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Callaway hits a pop-up towards short. Franklin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dickey scores. Wells scores. It's White Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hoag hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moses moves to second. Roy Henshaw now pitching. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 3 in the game. Wright hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Haynes now pitching. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 3 in the game. Bloodworth hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. QL strikes out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Dickey reaches second base with a double. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. York strikes out. 1 out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 3 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Callaway strikes out. 1 out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Moses hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Moses reaches second base with a double. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hoag hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Appling is walked intentionally. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 4 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moses scores. Appling moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franklin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Appling scores. Wright moves to third. It's 4-2, White Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin is 0 for 3 in the game. Franklin hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Charlie Gehringer pinch hits for Dixie Parsons. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rip Radcliffe pinch hits for Roy Henshaw. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 4 in the game. Bloodworth hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.